welcome to Virtually Unbreakable podcast, where we inspire you to live happier and more fulfilling lives. My name is Ella and I'm your host. Today we are discussing a very unique and interesting topic: how our relationships trigger our growth and not our happiness. I'm pleased to have you here today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Welcome to Virtually Unbreakable Podcast. Today we will explore some interesting perspective on why other people can trigger us so much. What is the sense in that? We will explore the role of a teacher that others play in our life in order to help us, push us to our personal growth. So this is quite different probably to what you might have heard before, or different to your personal perspective. But through my life experience and my training, as through some personal challenges and lessons, I've come to realize that others are here to actually become the catalyst for our growth. They will do everything possible to push us out of our comfort zones and push us towards the self-growth and development. They will not necessarily make it easy for us to be happy. Quite the opposite, because as you might know, it's not their job to make us happy. Okay? It's not other people's job to make you happy. It's your own responsibility. So very often we might refer to others as mirrors. And what does that mean? Well, we've all had the experience of being triggered or bothered by someone's behavior or words towards us. And whether it's a romantic partner, a family member, a co-worker or a friend, these situations often evoke strong emotional reactions in us. And it might be that we experience, based on that trigger, or following that trigger, triggering behavior or triggering words, we might experience anger, hurt, frustration, pain, and so on. And a powerful mindset shift here would be to view these people not as sources of problems and negativity, but as mirrors, reflecting back to us the areas where we have opportunities for growth and self-awareness. Okay? So these people are reflecting back to us the areas that are not healed yet, the areas where there is a true opportunity for growth, where there is an opportunity to heal something, to improve something. So they are triggering our unhealed wounds, you could say. And the triggers and upsets they provoke in us can be seen as a precious window into our own psyche, into our insecurities, into the attachments we have developed, and any issues that we might be experiencing on a regular basis. So my perspective on life, generally speaking, is that we didn't come to this planet, to be happy and content all the time. We did not come here to find our happiness. We have come here to grow and develop, and for our soul to develop, to learn lessons, to experience challenges, and to become stronger on the back of that. So the challenges, the frictions and triggers provided by others are not really that accidental. They are the catalysts intended to push us towards our next level of consciousness and development. So romantic relationships in particular can be really seen as profound accelerators for this inner work that we have to do. And romantic partners can really help us in the awakening of accessing the deeper parts of our psyche. Because the level of intimacy, vulnerability, and projection involved in romantic relationships often really acts as an amplifier for whatever unresolved things lie within you. Okay? So, for example, if we have tendencies towards jealousy, neediness, or a fear for avoidance of intimacy, these will often get brought to the surface in a much stronger form within a romantic relationship. So our partner's behaviors and reactions can become a very rich territory for self-inquiry, healing, and growth for us. And what approach to take here? Of course, it's easy to take an approach of blaming someone for how you feel. Of course, there will be the situations where our partner, you know, is acting in an unreasonable way. Maybe they're not showing us any respect. I recognize that can be the case too. But if your wounds were healed, them shouting at you, or them, you know, not addressing to you in a respectful manner wouldn't be really that impactful on how you feel. It's only the times when we have something to heal that behavior from the partner can really trigger that wound. Instead of blaming someone, usually our partner, how they make us feel, or instead of contemplating whether or not we should leave them, there is an opportunity to really turn inwards with acceptance and curiosity and to ask ourselves, what is triggering within me? What are the fears, the beliefs, or past conditioning, you know, that is leading me to react this way? You know, sometimes someone might just say something innocently and we end up crying, right? Or someone might do something that we might perceive as very rude or very hurtful, and we might have a very strong reaction on the back of that. And there is a rich information there, information we need to try to understand. What is this part of me trying to protect me from? Or what is this inner child that lives within me trying to tell me? What parts of myself do I need to look after and heal so this part does not get triggered over and over again over the years? So what we really need here is a shift in our perspective, in the way we perceive relationships, right? With this understanding, really, people in our lives are not really happening to us, but rather they are here as our allies. So really pushing us towards becoming a new version of ourselves. So feelings like anger, resentment, and the impulse to exit a relationship or a situation can really stem from a lack of presence in our life and the lack of self-responsibility. And of course, this self-responsibility, taking responsibility for how we feel, it's something that often doesn't happen from one day to another. It's something we need to practice. If we care about living a happy, fulfilled life, we need to take a responsibility for our happiness, right? What happens when we embrace a triggering person or a triggering situation as a teacher? A lot of good can come out of this. It will allow us a room, their behavior and our reaction is a very valuable information on, you know, and a chance for exploration, really, and a chance for insight, a chance to find out more about our insecurities, our confidence, our worthiness, our self-esteem. It's a chance, an opportunity to really release the codependent tendencies or to become free from our limiting beliefs or our disturbing emotions. So the path of growth is the work, is to work with consciousness on becoming a better, healthier and happier version of yourself. And this requires patience, it requires courage, it requires commitment to our personal evolution. And those who undertake this part of radical self-responsibility really find their relationships and healthier in the future, and they manage to build inner clarity and peace in many different new ways. So we need to stop taking things so very personally in engagement with people, when interacting with people. I need to stop buying into the dramas of their behavior. We need to stop seeking approval. We need to become really more adept at holding space for our difficult emotions with mindfulness. Because what happens when we do that is that we are able to understand and accept emotions of others with kindness and respect. And this will deepen our trust with them and our deepen our bond, our connection. So in a nutshell, our problems in our relationships very often reveal themselves as big teachers and a catalyst for our spiritual maturity. So our partners become allies in our awakening rather than sources of our conflict and struggle. And this is what I think. This is, of course, my perspective. You might have a completely different perspective on this, but I wanted to share this with you because when I started perceiving others this way, a lot has shifted for me and a lot has improved for me in my relationships. Also, there's one other bit I want to mention here. It's our inner child. You know, there is a part of us that's the inner child, and it's the part of us that represents experiences, feelings, events, our childhood, behaviors and reactions that happen in the past that are perhaps still not healed. It's the younger, more vulnerable version of ourselves, the version that needs love, acceptance, and often reparenting. So one of the profound gifts that can come from the journey of self-responsibility and embracing your triggers is the opportunity to reparent and heal your inner child. So, you know, with all the wounding, insecurities and unmet needs that originate from our childhood experiences, we need to look at those parts and we need to acknowledge them. So the childlike parts of ourselves that carry these hurts and limitations often go unacknowledged and therefore unhealed within us. Yeah. So when we get triggered by someone's behavior as an adult, we are being handed a very precious opportunity. We are handed often or experience this intense emotional charge that is a symptom of our inner child being reactivated and seeking solution. So this is an opportunity to acknowledge that there is something to heal there. So through turning towards these emotions, often negative, unpleasant emotions, through turning towards them with love and curiosity, we can start to really understand, reparent, and provide our inner child everything what we always needed, which is safety, attunement, validation, and unconditional love. Because it's the part of you that are not healed, these parts are going to get triggered over and over in your adulthood. And for each one of us, it could be something different. I'm not going to go into lots of examples here, but for one of you, it could be that you came from dysfunctional family where you never felt love and care from significant adults, or it might be that you were not seen and heard as a child. It might be that your needs were ignored. It might be that whenever you stated what you need, it did not meet with validation. It might be that every time you cried, you were shushed and you were told not to dramatize and to be quiet. And this way you have completely detached yourself from your feelings and the ability to feel your feelings. So there's different examples here. There's loads of different childhood trauma, as we call it. And the variety is huge. But it's really the key message is that when we develop this nurturing parent-child dynamic within ourselves, profound healing can occur. Huge healing. And often this is not a fast process. Often it's a matter of weeks, months, or years. For everyone, it could be different. But we really this way resolve our wounds and unhealthy patterns at the root cause. So self-acceptance, self-worth, and wholeness starts to blossom. And when we gain access to our natural joy, spontaneity, and creativity, and that was often, ignored during our childhood experiences, that was often minimized, we will start enjoying our life much more. So in this episode, I wanted to share my unique perspective on what relationships are for. Relationships are not here to make us happy. Relationships are here to trigger us and push us to become better, more healed, and more true version of ourselves. They are here to push us towards growth and development. So they become a forum for resolving the past rather than recreating it. And really what comes from it is much greater freedom, authenticity, and happiness that becomes suddenly available to us. And we create a beautiful legacy of psychological integration for future generations. So in conclusion, this really brings us to the end of this episode. I'd like you to consider to view the world through the lens of growth and opportunity to become a more authentic, more true version of yourself, rather than see world as a place where there is loads of judgment and conflict and others being the main root cause for that. And I hope this episode provides you with some inspiring information for your own journey and for your journey with relationships with others. If you did enjoy this episode, I would like to ask you to leave us a star rating, review, or share this episode with someone who can really benefit from it. Thank you, and until next time.
Thank
you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy it, why not follow us or leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? If you would like to receive further resources on mental health tips, identity, or embracing your positive self-image and creating happy relationship, check out our website, which is virtuallyunbreakable.co. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, where we will deliver the tips in an email once a month. The link to the newsletter is below in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Virtually Unbreakable podcast, delivered next week on Wednesday.